B7.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be here doing a show with you all tonight. If you're listening, you might be listening to the show live, in which case you might be surprised to hear a live show on a Sunday night. But we are live 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern every single night of the week, and you can check out our website, freetalklive.com, if you'd like to learn more about the show. If you want to call in tonight, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. It's an open phone show, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Mark, did you look like you had something to say?
I just was going to say that I do have that article that you're asking about.
I gotcha. Oh, by the way, you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype ID. Just want to give people an additional way to get in touch. So, all right, gentlemen, we came across a blog post this week that was pretty interesting. And, Mark, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, this is from, some sort of commentator over at Radio Inc., which is a, radio...
Industry blog?
Magazine. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't expect anybody to consider to have run across this news too much. But it's a guy named Eric Rhodes. And you're something when you're initializing your first name. So he goes on here and says...
you should be Q Mark Edge.
That's right. I stayed in my seat and listened politely. He's talking about a convention that they were at, and that there's some earth-shattering news about AM/FM radio. And you kind of have to distinguish these days, because we have, Free Talk Live is affiliated with the LRN.FM network, and that's the Liberty Radio Network.
And now, that's an internet radio station, basically.
It's a network as opposed to a station, but, you can call it a station just as easily. And we deliver format to all kinds of community stations and that kind of thing. Anybody who wants to pick it up, they certainly can. But to call it radio, to some extent, is a little optimistic. People are, radio's waves are radiated out of radio towers from the very strict definition of what radio is.
That's the original definition of radio, but nowadays I think it means audio.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah. Recently we had Stefan Molyneux on the show, and he has a podcast called Free Domain Radio.
Yeah.
It's definitely not on radio.
Yes, he is. He's on LRN.FM, so he's on some stations
okay.
there. But
that's kind of bringing it full circle, because...
Right.
Right.
He's on radio because he had a very popular podcast and called Radio.
Yeah.
And so, what is radio? What isn't radio? And I think that the definition has changed over time, and I think that's fine. But he's just being specific about AM/FM radio here. So he says, I stayed in my seat and listened politely, though I wanted to jump up and cross-examine the people on stage. Frankly, I couldn't believe what I'd just heard, and it was so important that I needed to be clarified immediately.
Dun dun dun! This is very dramatic.
Well, it is one of those writing techniques that I've was taught.
What is it? What is he going to say?
You take a slice of time and deliver it from an emotional standpoint,
uh-huh.
and then fill in around it.
Does that mean you don't really have a very good point? That's actually
no, absolutely. It's just a way of writing, and so you could have a good point or not have a good point. It's just a way of writing, and I think it's fine. So, could it be true? I'd been predicting it for years, but when I heard those words, it was like seeing an old friend I loved being knifed in the gut. I felt victimized.
This is very emotionally written.
Intense.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I felt it, I felt very intense about this. The news that he had here, too. I also felt vindicated. At the moment I'm referring to was during... our Radio Week Convergence Conference, held earlier this week. And, when was this written?
Surely this has March 8th, so it's been a few. It's a couple days old. So I guess it was just last
week.
Not
that many days.
I wasn't running off to this conference, although I respect most of the things I've read in Radio Inc. I think it's a great publication. So for 2 days, digital experts talked about the surprising growth of online radio listening. See, there you go, online radio. Listening. So you're talking about a dog cat, right? Look at the dog cat. No, sorry. Anyway.
What would you recommend that they call it?
Audio?
Audio. Okay, audio streams, online audio, but internet audio.
Whatever. You know, I mean, I think it's me, to some extent, parsing words. It's not like I don't like doing that. You said that my middle name might be Mark, but in fact it's pedantic. So we heard statistics.
If you know what that means, you're probably pedantic.
There's an ad on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.fm, that says that.
We heard statistics and facts about significant increases, and we'd heard that the iPad is the new transistor radio, and the smartphone is the new radio receiver. We heard that Google's YouTube is about to launch a radio service like Pandora, and that Apple is doing the same. So what I heard should have been no surprise, and in a way, it wasn't. But it was a shock. For a decade or more, I've been banging my fist on the table, telling radio that a moment will come when that industry must be prepared for. For some listened, but most ignored it as some out there prediction from some overzealous futurist.
All right, I'm getting impatient. What is it?
Well, it's
what is the big reveal?
I'll let him get to it. But I think it's pretty obvious that the world's changing, right?
Yeah. Well, he said that I know what the big reveal is because I've read this blog post. But he said that there are radio receivers now that are smartphones, and that's true. Like, yeah. Smartphones have AM/FM receivers in them.
Some do, but I think more importantly what he's saying is that I can go to LRN.FM, use the mobile app, and broadcast, play LRN.FM's feed through my smartphone.
Yeah.
I can take an auxiliary jack, which goes into the headphone set in my phone, stick it into my car, and I've got a car that's from 2005. This is not new technology, folks. This is an 8 or 9 year old vehicle that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Play through the radio, LRN.FM.
Yep.
And it
sounds great.
It sounds really great until you hit a dead spot with your cell phone and it goes, it drops off, and then you don't have any noise anymore.
Yeah, those are getting better over time, though.
I don't know if they are.
Live in a city, it's no problem.
So, I mean, if you're reliant on cell towers, what you're reliant on is communities allowing people to build giant, ugly metal structures. I don't think they're ugly. I think that they're indications.
Well, Mark, in New Hampshire, they're disguised as trees.
Right.
So nobody can tell. They're not disguised very well. That's what I'm saying. It's very obvious. It's a cell
tower. Should have to disguise them as giant pink phallic symbols. That at that point, suddenly, nobody would think radio towers were nearly as offensive. If you have a big purple throbber, like sticking up.
People would grow to love them because they need it.
Guy, you'll be like, somebody give me back that red and white flashing radio tower, please.
I don't know. I still like the idea of putting 4G hotspots in homeless people's jackets.
We heard about that recently, too.
I think that's the real solution right now.
They certainly did that at, what was it, South by Southwest last year?
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
They've become very popular.
But what are you going to...
It'd be better than AM. I mean, they're under the bridge, and AM goes out under the bridge, and they'd be right there ready to give you your signal.
I think that, it just doesn't reach very far, these little mobile hotspots. You need some kind of larger broadcasting.
But the economy is crashing. Everybody's getting homeless. We're going to have so much free cell service.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Gentlemen, before we have to wrap up this segment, let's get to the big reveal, because I think people are listening, and they want to know. We haven't even told them yet.
So the big reveal in the article is... essentially, cars, GM has releasing in 2 years two cars that aren't going to have, according to this man, not going to have a radio receiver in them.
Yeah, and he says this is according to the GM executives, right?
These are people at this conference that were claiming that essentially, they're GM people. Mm-hmm. They're claiming that GM is going to have two models coming out, and then in 5 years, none of them are going to have... it's not two models. Excuse me, it's two companies. So, they didn't reveal which ones, but, say, Chevy and Buick.
Right. So they're all not going to have car radios.
Maybe it would be Lincoln instead or something like that. And I've got to say, I'm entirely skeptical of this
because radio is an amazing technology. Try to do these two different things, doing what I said with the LRN.FM app on your smartphone versus turning on your radio to your favorite station.
Radio signals can go out too, and I think it's interesting, right? People are complaining a lot about safety. We'll talk more about this coming up here.
Yeah,
in a
there's
moment.
Actually a company that tried this before.
Do you need a car radio? Do you need a radio in your car? Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight. You can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about car radios, and maybe this is interesting to you. I mean, what do you think? Do you think it's necessary to put AM/FM radios in people's cars anymore? Are we past that point? Can we just use our smartphones? What do you think? Call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding LRN.FM. That's what we were talking about last segment, the Liberty Radio Network. Those are the initials there. So LRN.FM is the name to contact on Skype, and you can send us a contact request, and we'll make sure you get on the air. So, Mark, did you have something to let us know about?
Yeah, the Free State Project. It's a project to bring 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in order to have, you know, whatever effect they have. Let's concentrate 20,000 people in one state that believe in the ideas of liberty and see what the results are. And we're doing that here in New Hampshire. There are more than 1,000 people are now in state. There are more than almost 14,000 people signed up.
Yeah.
And we're pretty close to that 20,000 number. There's a project underway to get that really, you know, they're going to drive it home and get finished. So
they're saying in the next 2 years, right?
Yep. I think that's
great.
I think
that would be pretty cool if it happened, because yeah, I'd love to have, you know, the more liberty-loving neighbors we can have, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty, please go to freestateproject.org, sign up for the Free State Project, and, go about getting your life organized to move to New Hampshire. I think that if they do it in 2 years, then you'll have 7 years to move. It's not like it's, any huge thing. But anyway, it's big to pick up in your life, but, I mean, it's not like you have to do it next week.
Well, if you're interested in seeing what New Hampshire is like, you can come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you can find out more about that at porcfest.com, porcfest.com.
That's right.
Yep, I recommend that. So this car radio thing.
Yeah, I think that, so here's why I'm skeptical of this. It's not like, I want to say a couple of words that I think are very important. New Coke.
I'll say two more. Ford Sync.
I don't know what a Ford Sync is.
That was the Ford tried to do the same thing in 2007.
Okay.
And they got left out of most of the car shows that they went to, where they were showing the Focus with just an auxiliary port and like a fancy LCD screen. But maybe that's not so crazy now as to where then it was.
So I've got a 2013, my wife, I should say, has a 2013 Prius. And it is, it's all kinds of fancy, I'll admit. And it's got, came with the satellite radio that you can try out for the first 3 weeks, 3 months. And then after that, they bug you mercilessly to keep it going. But I think in cities that it works a lot better because they've got translators. It also allows you to do to go through your phone and play Pandora. I've never been able to make it work, though. Let me make that clear. I'm a 42-year-old guy who's had a smartphone since smartphones have been around. And
have you ever heard the phrase RTFM?
What's that?
Manual.
Right. I did, and I just can't get it to hook up.
Okay.
I went and spent as much time as I wanted to spend on it, and, I don't care that much about Pandora. So
you can't just take a cable and plug it into your phone and then plug the other end?
It's Bluetooth.
Oh, it's by Bluetooth. Okay.
So,
I suppose that can be a little tricky sometimes, but why not a wired connection?
I don't know. I mean, it's hooked up with Bluetooth. And certainly it does things. My car does things through my phone. There's no doubt about it. But, if it did work, it takes a minute or two just to start playing music.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people are like me, that if you want to turn on music radio, you don't really care that much. Mm-hmm. It's just like, turn on, I don't like that song, I'll hit another station. It's just like, I'm not that attached to what I'm hearing. It doesn't have to be my Pandora, channel, which is, I don't use that much anyway. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people listen to radio different than I listen to it, but that's just not, it's just not my thing to listen that way. So I like the fact that radios can be turned on and you're listening within 2 seconds.
Mm. Personally, I like having a lot of control over what I listen to. Mm-hmm. And so, and I'm less than 30, I'm 28. And I really enjoy being able to choose what I listen mm-hmm. to. And radio doesn't give me that choice unless I'm tuning in for a specific thing. But I don't even listen to Free Talk Live on the radio, And I listen to Free Talk Live on podcasts. So there
you
go.
Just listen in your home off your computer, right?
I can listen on demand. No, I listen on my phone.
Okay.
I get the podcast on my phone. Or I'll stream it through my phone. But anyway, let's see what these callers have to say. Let's talk to Carl, listening in North Carolina. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. I hear that you're listening on XM, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what did you have to say about the car radios thing?
Oh, I believe that I still think that we should still have FM and AM radio. I believe it's almost like a lost desire and need that we have, at least in this country, especially in the world, because I know for a fact that, you know, whenever the Red Cross starts doing relief, one of the first things they like to hand out is radios. And
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and it's an important thing to point out that this is a cheap technology. So if Chevrolet, or I'm sorry, GM decides to get rid of it, how much money are they saving, and what are they losing in the process?
I mean, they're probably getting payoffs by Pandora and Google. Like the Ford Sync thing I mentioned was actually made in conjunction with Microsoft, but Ford wasn't willing to get rid of the radios, as it were. That's what Microsoft is pushing, so now they've taken the whole Microsoft out of it. So there is something to win there for these companies by getting payments by these other companies.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Exactly, and it's the greatest mass communication out there. I'm a college kid myself, and I feel like it's almost no longer looked at as a need. Almost, I feel like cable TV is going the same way pretty soon. If not even satellite TV might be even going in that direction with where you can watch things online with limited commercials.
But you know, Carl, I think it's important to remember that, like, if car makers stopped having AM/FM radios come standard with the car, you could probably still get one as an upgrade, and you could always bring your own. You know, you could get a little receiver or something like that, or you could use your smartphone as one.
That's true. I just thought it would be good to kind of play the advocate for FM and AM.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling tonight, Carl.
I tend to think that this is just a bad move on their part, and that the marketplace will scold them for getting rid of AM and FM radios.
Do you think people would pay extra for one, or would they, like, if they're buying a new car, do you think they would pay a little bit extra to upgrade and get a radio?
I don't know who buys new cars. I mean, I bought my first new car this last year in my life. So, you know, I think that most people buy, I think, used cars. But, I mean, I could be wrong there.
How much does it cost to put a FM, AM radio in a car?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But what Brian pointed out is that it's not the cost, it's the payoff. And I think that that's what is the value to companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Google for you to get rid of used and in Pandora for you to get ready for using this device?
Right. I mean, Audi and Apple already have where Audi's stereos specifically work with iPhone. And Apple paid them a ton to get that tech out there.
Right.
You know, so that's really what this is probably all about.
It's fascinating how the world is changing. I mean, personally, I think that the real content is on the internet, and it's what you can control with podcasting. But we'll definitely talk more about this here in a moment, coming up on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, the show that's a radio show as well as a podcast. More coming up.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where we have open phone lines. That means you can call in about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. You can also call on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact, and we'll accept your contact request. You can call in that way. Mark, you look like you were about to say something.
I'm just thinking about this article we're reading from. I guess he's a contributor over at Radio Inc.
Mm-hmm. This is a someone who's an industry professional, the radio industry, talk radio, perhaps. And he was saying that he was at a conference and heard the executives of GM saying that within 2 years they're going to have two of their subsidiary companies are not going to feature AM/FM radios in their cars, and within 5 years, none of them are.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that some company like Cadillac and Buick would be my guesses that they're gonna go with some higher end device.
Why do that for? Okay, maybe this is a stereotype, but when I think of a Buick, I think of an elderly person driving the Buick.
Yeah, I do too.
So why take the radios out of the old people cars?
Well, I think, I mean, Cadillac in particular is the test bed for any of GM's new technologies, and a lot of times they will fail, but then they expect you to, you bought a Cadillac, so they expect you to be buying a new one in a couple of years, and it doesn't really matter. As far as Buick goes,
It used to be Oldsmobile, by the way, was the test bed
right.
for the stuff that they would put in the Cadillac, but then they got rid of Oldsmobile.
Exactly, yeah, they used like the Cutlass Calais or something. But, but Buick recently has been also filling in that role. And in fact, I think Buicks are the most beautiful cars on the road. They're just not well made. But they are gorgeous-looking cars. So it makes sense for those two to, you know, your assessment, I think, is accurate, that those would be the ones they would take that stuff out of.
I hear American cars are getting more and more well-made every year. Like, they're getting better and better. You just don't feel that's the way with Buick? Or is that some kind of
Well, their margins on it, they put all the margin into exterior design on the Buick. And it shows. I think if you look at it, if you go to Buick.com or whatever and you look at them, I mean, they're beautiful vehicles compared to any other car.
Okay.
That's really interesting. We've got some callers on the line. Let's see what they have to say. Paul is listening in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, I hear you're listening on XM as well.
Yep, that's right.
Cool. So what's on your mind?
I kind of agree with Mark. I think it's a big negative. I wouldn't buy a car, or I'd be think twice about buying a car without an AM, FM receiver. To me, it's a big benefit. The technology doesn't exist to replace that. It's easy to use. It's built in. You get local stations. And I wonder about these subsidies. You know, why isn't Clear Channel shipping in a bunch of money on the other side of the equation?
Maybe they don't have to.
Maybe they don't.
Or they think they don't have to.
Clear Channel's got iHeartRadio, and I think that they're trying to get prepared for what that world might look like without AM, FM radio.
Yeah.
And I think that you really have to ask yourself, for instance, I think it was Clear Channel that just bought WOR AM in New York for millions of dollars. And you've got to ask yourself, like, do I want to be invested in, say, AM technology? Do I want to get invested in AM technology today? And what's that going to be worth 5 or 10 years down the road? I think you have to ask yourself that question, but I just don't see this convenient, cheap, ubiquitous technology just going away. Why would you get rid of it? And it just doesn't. It just why I want fewer options in my car. Who says that?
I can make an argument for that. It's because of the choice aspect. It's because you don't really have control over what you're listening to. It's just you can change the channel, but you only have so many channels, and all of them pretty much have a certain amount of advertising, and people realize that they don't have to put up with that many commercials. You know, they can listen to a podcast, which maybe has some podcast ads, but nothing near the amount on radio.
Sure.
Of course, there's also something to be said for listening to a program live. You know, then you can call in, so that's maybe a plus in the radio corner.
Now, what is going to happen with advertising in the future on radio is a really great question, and I think that you're going to see more in-show content, people, you know, mentioning, and speaking of food, food.freetalklive.com is a great place to go to get storable food, you know, like that kind of, integration.
Yeah.
You'll see more and more of that.
Product placement?
Yeah, product placement. When we attempt to do that here on Free Talk Live as best we can, because we see that happening down the road. But as long as there is live content being produced, and people really do want live, unique content, spoken word content, that's what we do, spoken word. And as long as you have that, there has to be at least 10 minutes an hour worth of ads, because talk show hosts need to drink water and use the bathroom. So,
yes.
Whereas in music, you know, if for instance, XM, you almost never hear any ads on XM. Whenever I turn on their, they've got a 40s on 4 or something like that, and I thought that was a neat channel, and they've got 80s on 8. And, this is kind of neat, and I could tune that in and listen. And you don't hear any. You just hear the music, because that's what you tuned in for. But to some extent, ads are just a part of the spoken word format.
Right. Paul, any final thoughts?
I rent cars quite a bit because I travel quite a bit for business. And to me, the best design that I've seen is a lot of the new cars have this, where you have one central sort of display, and then you can switch with buttons between satellite radio and terrestrial radio. And, they can have a plug in there, an option where you just plug in your phone and you switch to that or switch to GPS. And you can control everything from the steering wheel, switch the channels or switch the volume. And to me, that's the best way to go. There's no reason to eliminate capabilities. Just build it all into one thing that can switch between functions, and away you go.
That sounds really nice. And thank you for calling in tonight.
You know, I got to wonder if companies like Clear Channel or other large radio companies that have tons of stations and all that. It's in much like when television was in the United States was getting transferred to HD television from the analog signal.
And that was just a few years ago.
Right, right. Even though they had been trying since the late 90s.
Wow.
All those towers, you know, all that airspace that TV was taking up got sold off to cell phone companies.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't Clear Channel sell off their radio towers and all that? I mean, it's an infrastructure there for cell companies like Verizon and Sprint to just buy into.
They already have it, though. I mean, most radio towers are covered in cell phone repeaters or whatever those things are.
But like with new, I mean, like to add on like LTE signals to like Sprint, I mean, and that's even better. Cause
what's an LTE signal?
LTE is a new, it's 4G LTE. It's designed to give you much faster speeds. And right now, Verizon's the only one that has a wide outlay of that. Sprint's trying to. And if companies like Clear Channel bought, you know, just straight out sold, you know, their towers off to like Sprint, which they could do. Sprint just got bought out by a company in Japan, so there's plenty of money to go around. They could still offer their content through the internet, through your cell phone, through like iHeartRadio, like you said. And then, you know, sell everything off to Sprint for a mint. And so I think there's money to be had by everybody. And I think, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the bulk of the larger corporations in the radio world were totally behind this move. Like, if they wanted to.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So they'll sell off the bandwidth that they have.
Sure.
Rather than just sort of like attempting to continue to broadcast over it and make money by selling ads, they'll say, oh no, you want this bandwidth? Here you go, cell phone companies. And they'll buy it and use it for cell calls.
Yeah, and for Clear Channel, it gets through a bunch of red tape because the FCC already said, okay, no, this can transmit because it's a radio station within this signal, and so they don't have to reapply for a permit to transmit cell because cell works on a much smaller band than radio does, especially if it's AM. So it just makes sense for everybody, I think.
No,
that's
very interesting, yeah. Let's talk to Anon listening in Ohio. Hi, Anon, or Anonymous.
Hi, how is everybody?
Doing well. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about gambling because it sounds like there's some confusion in the gambling market. I thought my story might help clarify some of the confusion. The area that I live in recently opened a casino within the last year, which I got a job at.
Okay.
And there was a couple of weeks ago, the local area, the local news station ran an article saying that all the public services in the area are suffering because they're not getting much of the expected tax revenue that the casino was supposed to generate.
Anon, I'm hearing some background noise. Are you on speakerphone?
Sorry, no, I'm in a shopping center.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. That's okay.
No, but they were blaming it on online gambling taking place in internet cafes. And a couple days later in the casino, we got an email that went out to everybody in our casino saying, these are internet cafes. They're illegitimate.
Hold tight on the line. I'd like to hear the rest of this story. We're coming up on the end of the segment, but we'll be back with more in just a moment here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear. clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad that you've joined us this evening. Free Talk Live is an open phone show. That means you can call in about anything that's on your mind. We're going to hear the rest of this casino story coming up here in a moment, but I'd just like to remind you that if you want to connect with Free Talk Live, there are many ways to do so. And you can find out some of them by going to news.freetalklive.com. There you'll find links to our Twitter and Facebook profiles where you can give us a like on Facebook or follow on Twitter. And you can interact with us that way. We try to tweet out things that we're talking about on the show, maybe entice people to join us and listen live. You can also find the email list where you can sign up, you know, give us your email address, and Free Talk Live will email you when the big, you know, news happens with the show. For instance, we'll add, you know, if we add a new radio affiliate or something like that, or we've got a major announcement, that'll go out through the email list. So news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get storable food, I had mentioned food.freetalklive.com in a previous segment. I think it's worth talking about right now. If you want to get some storable food, there's some things that you want in getting it. You want to be able to get food that's going to last. And, well, you know, there some manufacturers are a little more liberal with their claim that it's going to last 25 years than others are. You need to have
it's going to take you 25 years to prove them wrong.
Right. You're never going to know. Yeah. Okay, so you want individual packages for meals so that when you open it, it doesn't go. You can't just have one meal and then it goes bad. I mean, because what if you're in a situation where you only need a few meals? Say it's a blackout or something. You only need a few meals, and then, you know, you don't want the rest of it to go bad. So you want individual packaging. You want that package to be sealed well and made of something that is, you know, very airtight. you want it to be flushed with something other than oxygen, and you want an oxygen absorber in every package. That way, well, oxygen's not getting in there and deteriorating your food.
That's what causes spoilage, is oxygen. It's the free radicals.
Listen to the doctrine, lady folks. Food.freetalklive.com, the Legacy Premium brand, they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Each one is individually wrapped. They come in these plastic buckets that are easy to stack and store, and they're going to keep you safe from critters and floods or whatever. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. I've had several of their meals, and they taste great. It's food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there and the great specials that we have for you. You can get these for less than $1.50 a meal. It's a really great deal.
I was very compelled by the fact that they have gluten-free foods. That's pretty cool. And vegetarian options.
They've had vegetarian and gluten-free options. I tried actually yesterday we had the vegetarian chili. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that says vegetarian on it, I'm skeptical immediately.
Yep.
This is going to be yucky. And, you know, I would have liked some meat in my vegetarian chili, but it was still pretty good.
Wow.
Don't you have like 500 pounds of pork sitting in your freezer right now?
Yes, but it wasn't anywhere near it, and no, it wasn't 500 pounds, no.
Gotcha. Okay.
You get about 160 pounds out of a 280-pound hog.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or Skype us, lrn.fm. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones. We were talking with, it's Anonymous. He's listening in Ohio. And, Anon, were you calling in anonymously because you're basically talking about your job at this casino and you don't want to be, you know, giving away any details?
Well, that's right. I don't want to put anything in jeopardy. I mean, despite all the regulation. I mean, we all deal with it. I still like my job. I'm able to kind of market capacity at it. But
sure.
It was just strange that article came out saying that all these public services were suffering because they didn't get the revenue they expected to. And then a couple of days later in my work, everybody got an email saying these are all, they gave us a map with all the internet cafes in the area saying these are, illegitimate gambling facilities, and they're robbing the state of their expected tax revenue.
Attack! Attack! Here's a map of the enemy. Go get them.
Right.
I mean, this is kind of a strange. I mean, you know, some people get very zealous about their jobs. The idea of putting a map out there of the, these people are bad. I don't know. It's a little scary.
I wouldn't doubt that they're connected either.
My department just kind of. Yeah, you know, whatever, kind of brush it aside, but just the mentality of everybody is, you know, everything the state says is good, and everything that's not isn't.
And also the idea that your money is their money. I mean, that's lost revenue is their claim. That means...
Right, they believe that they were entitled to that, and they've lost it now. When in reality, maybe some of those people, you know, who they think would have gone to the casino would never have considered doing that.
Yeah, they don't know how to gamble and what.
Yeah. Did it say anything about bitcoins? Because I know that there are lots of online bitcoin gambling, right? We had an advertiser, sealswithclubs.eu, right? They did bitcoin poker. Did they say anything about that?
I didn't see anything in it about bitcoin.
Okay.
Can I also ask a question, if that's all right?
No, yeah, goodbye.
Absolutely. Don't listen to him.
Okay. I've been wondering this for kind of a while now, and it's really starting to bug me because now I'm hearing people from the Liberty Movement be on board to do this.
Okay.
And my question is, how come every time the issue of gay rights comes up, everybody feels compelled to debate whether or not sexual orientation is a choice or if it's something you're born with? From my point of view, what difference does it make? You know, you're doing something that makes you happy either way.
Yeah, actually,
you're not forcing anybody else. Who cares? Who cares if it's a choice?
Anon, I think that's a great point. I completely agree with you. I mean, I think that back in like, you know, the 80s and 90s, even before that, there was a big push to say, well, look, I was born this way. It's not a choice. So give me my rights, regardless of whether you think this is morally wrong to be gay. You know, I'd like to have my rights, and I'm going to tell you I can't choose this, so give them to me. And that strategy may have worked for a little while, but I think you're completely right that even if it was a choice, even if a person was choosing to be gay, so what? They're not hurting anyone. Let them choose that.
Yeah, and it's a funny attitude in that when, you know, when a group of people, be it choice or not, when a group of people suddenly get rights that you already have, how do you become oppressed at
yeah,
that point? That doesn't
exactly
make any sense.
I think there's good evidence that, you know, being gay is not chosen, or your orientation, even being straight, right? Like, no matter what your orientation it is, you did not choose that. I guess maybe you could make a special case for people who are bisexual and then they choose to identify as straight or gay or whatever.
You could
whatever.
Probably make a, I mean, there's something called situational homosexuality, and it exists in prison.
But why would why would a straight person choose to be gay? I mean, it would be a more difficult life for them, right?
Because I see some advantages to being gay as far as the gay male goes. I mean, you know, I see advantages.
Well, there's lots of homophobia out there. That's what I meant. I mean, why would you want to voluntarily choose to face that, you know?
Well, I just think someday somebody needs to stand up and say, yeah, I chose to be this way. What of it?
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I'm a bisexual woman, and thank you, Anand, for the call. I appreciate you calling in. I'm bisexual, and I can choose to have a male partner, a female partner, or perhaps one of each, and what are you going to say about it, right?
Yeah, tough.
that is a choice, and now, I wear it proudly.
Now, one thing that we should talk about, the I was born with it thing, is mm-hmm. to some extent the rebuttal of the previous thought process, which is that homosexuality is a mental illness.
Yeah.
And I think that all of these things are somewhat true. I think that, you know, some people, you know, had something happen in their past and maybe they became BDSM or, you know, whatever.
Nobody ever says that about straight people, though.
Right, but straight people are into BDSM. I think that,
Okay, sure. But I don't hear anybody saying, like, well, if someone is heterosexual, their orientation must have come from sexual trauma, you know?
I don't think that anybody generally says that the mean, whatever the mean is,
yeah.
you know, like a person that is heterosexual isn't into any kind of deviance and and wants to have sex three times a week. Like, you know, nobody says, well, somebody ended up that way from, you know, some kind of trauma. But there's all kinds of different variations from the mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not talking about a bell curve here. We're talking about a hill curve.
Yeah,
you know,
and people want to explain the zebras, not the horses, right?
Right.
But, I mean, so you can choose, like, who you're partnered with, I suppose, mm-hmm. as an adult, but you can't choose who you're attracted to. I think that no matter where it comes from,
right?
Whether it's genetic, whether it's environmental, it's still unchosen. And so perhaps that's part of the point, you know, that it's not just somebody wakes up someday and decides, oh, I think I'd like to be gay today.
Oh, I do want to say that you have some level of control over who you're attracted to. I mean, there used to be a type of woman that I would be attracted to that I, you know, at some point, I met my wife who was not that type, and I'm like, you know, there's some real advantages to the way she is over that kind of gal that I had been dating previously. I'm going to try this out. And, you know, life's been better.
Interesting. But did you choose to be attracted to her, or were you already attracted to her and you chose to be partnered with her?
I saw value in how she was.
I'd like to talk about that more. We've also got some calls online. Hour 2 is coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.